Mary the Fairy and the Stranger from the Moor by Margot Morrison. Pictures by Taja Winkle. There once was a fairy named Mary, and she ate only cherries. She lived in a house with a mouse, and by the river she always stayed close. During the day she played in the hay, but far from home she never strayed. At night she baked cherry pies, and around the kitchen she would fly. One day her friends came from near and far. Some were big, some were small, many were short, many were tall. It was a grand feast, with witches from the west, gnomes from the north, beasts from the east, and sloths from the south. They sang, laughed, and danced. They bopped to the beat and moved their feet. But on this night, something happened that gave everyone a great fright. There was a knock at the door. It was the stranger from the moor. No one had invited him, so they wouldn't let him in. He was big, dark, and hairy. He had a scent. He was smelly. He looked dangerous and scary. He looked nothing like the friends of the fairy. "Why is he here?" they trembled with fear. "He came for supper. Our bones he will tear." As Mary the fairy moved to open the door, they begged her not to let in the stranger from the moor. She did not listen and thought he could be in need. Would he have knocked if he had had bad deeds? He might just be hungry and in need of a feed. This was what the fairy thought to herself. She saw his sad face and thought she could help. The door she unlocked, and everyone gasped in shock. She had opened the door to the stranger from the moor. He came in the fairy's house, the one with the mouse. He met the gaze of each friend, who stood amazed with fear that tonight would be their end. Up close, he was a giant to the mouse. He towered over everyone. He could crush them all with one hand. He was big, dark, hairy, and scary. He made everyone tremble. Everyone. Except the fairy. With a deep and thunderous voice, he said, "I do not mean to be rude, but I heard your party and thought there would be food. I am hungry. I have not eaten all week. The moor has dried up, and there is no more food left to eat." The friends of the fairy wanted to kick him out. They looked at him with angry eyes and made a shout. "Give him food and let him be on his way. We do not want him here. He should not stay." Once again, Mary the fairy did not listen as she saw the tears in the stranger's eyes glisten. He was hurt and turned to leave. But the fairy grabbed him by the sleeve and made a plea. "Excuse my friends, they are not villains. They fear what they do not know and let their worst emotions show. You are all right in my book. It doesn't matter how you look. Even though we are all different in our own way, we can still have fun and play. You should stay and tell us all about your Moorish ways." Her friends looked at each other in shame. They knew they were playing a dirty game. They should have known better that the way someone looked should not matter. After all, in that room of fear and doom, there were witches from the west, gnomes from the north, beasts from the east, and sluts from the south. They had learned their lesson, and to make amends, they had hastened. They asked for his name and then joined the fairy at the door to let in the stranger from the moor. The stranger from the moor was a stranger no more. He had a name that was quite fancy. Can you guess? It was Heathcliff Darcy. They apologized for being rude and gave him juice and plenty of food. This kind gesture was a source of great pleasure for Heathcliff and Mary. The party that was quite moody turned into a bashment that was fun and cheery. And so it goes. The night that was gripped by fear turned into laughter and great cheer. The stranger from the moor joined the fete, and it is a party you will never forget.